website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Christian Teaching and Talk. This is 91.7 FM, The Truth.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion as we face the issues each and every day. We'll be talking about a current issue, an issue that I believe should grasp our attention and cause us to ask a few questions and see what the Bible has to say in response to our questions. Why do we celebrate Christmas? You ever ponder that? Perhaps you'd say, well, of course, everybody knows why we celebrate Christmas. Well, there's a great deal of dissension and division in the world today, especially in America, in relationship to why we celebrate Christmas. I see it as a wonderful season of the year, ladies and gentlemen. Christmas, with all of its colorful lights and the songs of joy and the shopping and the sightseeing and the wonderful times with family. Multitudes celebrate Christmas simply as a time to be off from work, a time to have great food, and a great time of football and family. But is that all there is to it? Why do we celebrate Christmas? I'd love to hear from you today. Have Dr. Davis with me. Dr. Davis and I will be talking about some of the things that we see, biblically speaking, why we celebrate Christmas. Most will say, well, certainly we celebrate Christmas in recognition of Jesus' birthday. Then we're going to have to ask the question, who is Jesus? Is Jesus God? Is he a good man? Is he simply a good example? Is he simply one that was a good teacher that we ought to follow? Why do we celebrate Christmas? And if it's for Jesus' birthday that we celebrate, then the question must be asked and must be answered, who is Jesus Christ? So let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. I call it the truth book. John 8:31-32, the Lord Jesus speaking to his disciples, he said this, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made about the scripture. Thy word is truth. Then in Psalms 117:2, the scripture says the truth of the Lord endures forever. How long is forever? Forever. It's amazing people not understanding some of the statements that you find. And just like in Micah 5:2, talks about that Jesus from everlasting to everlasting. How long is everlasting? It's everlasting, from eternity past to eternity future. But ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, may I say to you, this subject today, this issue today, about why we celebrate Christmas, is an example of what I say often on this broadcast. There's a great, great deal of dissension and division in relationship to what is truth. In fact, it was George Orwell, the secularist, said, the further society drifts from the truth, the more we'll hate those who speak it. But I want us to understand truth matters. Regardless of whether you agree with it or not, truth still matters. It doesn't change, ladies and gentlemen, based on culture. It doesn't change based on the woke society. Truth does not change based on what you may believe. Truth has always been truth. We cannot bifurcate it, change it, rearrange it, make it something that it is not. This goes right down to the point that I'm looking at a headline. It says, most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth. Maybe this, perhaps this, ladies and gentlemen, is the reason we find so many today that's divided and sow seed of dissension and discord in relationship to why we celebrate Christmas. In fact, according to the article, 55% of the millennials say that each person determines their own version of truth. There's not but one version of truth. You can try to split it, divide it, bifurcate it, and I've always said a half-truth is a whole lie. We need to take a stand, I believe in particular, when we talk about the issue about what is truth and who is Jesus Christ and why do we look at it on the basis that we do and what we need to do relationship to that. I believe that it's time, ladies and gentlemen, that we stop riding the fence, especially as Christians, and that we're willing to take a stand and tell the world who Jesus Christ is and be definitive in why we celebrate Christmas. It's not just a holiday. It is a holy day, a day that ought to be recognized, revered, embraced, and celebrated from a central biblicist worldview. Ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to truth, I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That's my challenge each and every day on this broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. It was Jan Hus also that said, never be afraid to stand alone if it means standing for what is true. That's our position on Let's Face the Issues each and every day. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your question about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark, an identifier to help you find Tools for Time. There's a 165-foot flagpole on the campus of Tools for Time. Atop that flagpole is the U.S. flag, Old Glory, flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole, the base of that flagpole. You'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Dr. Davis, thank you for being here. Thank you for joining us on this wonderful time that we celebrate this Christmas season. As we talk about the question today, the issue, why do we celebrate Christmas? Thank you for coming. Tell us something about where you are, what you're doing this Christmas season, not into the definitive what we do with the gift giving, exchanging. We'll talk about that. But tell us about your aspiration, your idea, your view, and your celebration for you and your family for Christmas.
Well, first of all, thank you, Dr. Youngblood, for inviting me to be here, as you do on each Friday, and it's always a joy and a pleasure just to be able to minister to the radio audience on today.
Amen.
And I thank God, amen, for waking me up this morning.
That's right.
Praise God. It wasn't the alarm clock, amen, but it was the finger of God, amen. Amen. Defeat can't compete with mercy and grace.
That's right.
And I'm so grateful, amen, on today that God is still a God that's full of grace and truth.
Yes.
And this is the reason why I'm so glad that we can come together and be able to say to each other with a heart full of joy, especially since we saw the handworks of God over these past few weeks. We can joyfully say it with a heart full of love this time.
Yes.
Merry Christmas.
Amen. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Because we have been so suppressed, Dr. Yes. Youngblood. I mean, we have been attacked on every level mm-hmm. as Christians. We just came out of a season where they just got finished glorifying evil. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about Halloween.
Yes.
Yet, when believers come together at Christmas time to celebrate the birth of the Savior. Now, let's make sure we understand this. He didn't tell us to celebrate his birth. Mm-hmm. He told us to celebrate his death.
That's right.
Through communion.
Mm-hmm.
But when we look at the biblical facts that are in Scripture, mm-hmm. the fact that the Savior was born, he was born unto those who believe. Mm-hmm. And when God would reveal all the facts to the shepherds that were in the fields and et cetera, I won't go through everything. But when he chose to reveal the birth of his son to the world at that particular time, they were looking for the Messiah.
Right.
Now, you can't celebrate him if you don't know him.
That's right.
So what we want to say to you on today, it's a great time for you right now to accept Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And I thank God for the young lady that came out to our church a few days ago, and she decided, teenage girl, still in high school, great. She made a great step towards accepting Christ Jesus as her Lord and Savior in her life right now.
Amen.
So, as we look at Christmas and the great aspirations, I believe you asked a question in that direction as to what my aspirations are. I'll be grateful if I'm alive.
Yes.
I'm not worried about the gift giving. I'm not worried about the gift receiving, because it's not about that anyway. The world has made Christmas a time of merchandise.
That's right.
You got Black Friday. You got Cyber Monday. They want to see a profit.
Yeah.
But somebody greater than a P-R-O-P-H-E-T, profit, has come our way. In the person of the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So what greater time for all of us to get together, all believers, all nationalities, if you have received Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, it's a great time for us to get together now and glorify him, because he is our Savior.
Yes.
And I want to say to you on today, if you don't have him, I don't care how good a life that you're living in this life today. You may have a big, great, big house sitting on a hill. You might have a big, fat bank account, et cetera, et cetera. I don't care how you stand, what your social standing might be. But Brother David's message to everyone that he meets on the streets or anywhere that I am is, you still need a Savior.
Amen.
And this is why he came. Amen. So I want to say good morning to my bride of 38 years, all of my friends and family, as usual, that are listening. Amen. Those of you, I invited you to listen by way of internet. Yes. I hope that you have found a way to Google ilovethetruth.com. Okay. Amen. As I gave you instructions. Amen. Go to that. Amen. And listen to us live. And then again, like you said, Dr. Youngblood, call in with questions and comments.
That's right.
We want to know how you feel today.
That's right. Absolutely.
Is he your Savior?
That's right.
Do you really believe that he ever came? I feel kind of bad for the Orthodox Jews, but yet I'm still grateful to God.
Amen.
Because if blindness hadn't happened to them, we wouldn't be in this plan of salvation today. But some of the Jews today still say that the Messiah hadn't come. So you that live in the United States of America have the privilege, you have the chance to accept Jesus Christ right now as Lord and Savior because of what happened to the Jews. So again, getting back to what I said before, defeat can't compete with mercy and grace. So thank God for what that is.
Amen.
Amen. For us today.
Thankful for today. It's through his mercy and grace that Jesus Christ came.
Amen.
Through his mercy and grace that he, as you said a moment ago, awakened us this morning.
Amen.
That we have this privilege to know him, serve him, honor him, share the good news that Jesus Christ is born. Jesus Christ has come. And the scripture says in, Luke 19:10, he came to seek and to save that which is lost.
Amen.
That was
Amen.
The purpose of the Lord Jesus Christ coming. I believe I have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning, Brother Kenneth.
And Dr. D.
Yes, sir.
We're
talking
you.
About the same man.
Amen. Look here. I tell you the truth. It is sad the way they have demigrated Christians and Christ. And that was God in the flesh. That was God in the flesh that came down to watch the words like the word say, in the beginning was the word,
Amen.
And the word was with God, and the word was God. And the scriptures show us Jesus is the word. And I think he came down to sacrifice because he helped create us. They were all together. Father,
Amen.
Son, and the Holy Spirit. And let us
That's
make
right.
man in our image, in our likeness. And people, I don't know. It's sad. It's really sad. And people don't understand. And I just wanted to make this comment. I know in Israel, in December, it's too cold for the shepherds to go out. And a lot of people say that It was probably in September or October when he was born. And I think it was like a German thing that they were celebrating.
Kenneth, if I can jump in, one of the things that I'm historically saying, some have said it's September, October. Some said it is as we celebrate December the 25th. Some even go so far as saying it was probably in the spring, March, April, someplace in there. But I have always said, I don't care what others may say. The Amen. Time that we have on our calendar Amen. Is December the 25th. We celebrate Jesus Christ's first coming into this world on December the 25th. So what I do, I don't get into the minutiae of the arguments and debate of looking at historic, how would you say, condescension in relationship to. There's some that say that we ought not to even celebrate Christmas because we don't know when Jesus was really born, et cetera, et cetera. We know the event took place. We know that we have it scheduled on our calendar for December the 25th. Therefore, we say, thank the Lord that Jesus Christ has come. The angels announced to the shepherds that it's good news to all people that Jesus Christ is
Amen.
Born.
Amen.
And that's good news today that I believe that our listeners need to understand and grasp and embrace is the good news that we celebrate Christmas. Not because of food, not because of friendship, not because of fellowship, not because of family, not because of football, but because Jesus Christ has been born and has come into this world
Amen.
To save sinners such as I, according to the Scripture. So, Kenneth, I'm thankful that you know him as Savior. I'm thankful that you celebrate his birth as a recognition of Jesus Christ coming into this world as God come in the flesh. Thank you so much for your call.
You know, Dr. Youngblood, I could remember when we were growing up as kids.
Yes.
And this is the reason why we should never forget where we come from.
That's right.
I could remember Christmas Day sometime, we might not get but a few peppermints in a bag.
That's right.
And an orange mm-hmm. and one toy.
That's right.
Look at our kids today. Mm-hmm. They seem to, my gosh, they get so disgusted because they might not get that one thing or several of those things that they have asked their parents to get and not even realize that they are blessed just to be here.
Yes, absolutely.
So this is where we need to start at the root, the heart of the problem. In other words,
yeah.
Christ is at the center
yes.
of everything. So we need to be able to thank him and to teach our kids the same. Just be thankful that you are here, and you are here because of this man that's called Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
This is what it's all about.
Amen. Absolutely. Well, you touched on that about what you had. I can say this, and I highly recommend the organization. Had it not been for the Salvation Army when I was growing up, we wouldn't have had anything, period. It was because of that how would you say, benevolence of the Salvation Army, that we had many times those small items, but yet gifts
Amen.
And things that my mother could not afford otherwise.
Amen.
So I'm thankful for Christmas. And even though we look at it as being something that's nonchalant, something that is on the calendar, we celebrate Christmas every year, I think as Christians, we fail to recognize the enormous blessing that we have as a Christian nation to be able to celebrate Christ's birth. And Dr. Davis, if Jesus Christ, I remember back in 1975 or 78, D. James Kennedy preached a message, what if Jesus had never been born? Take place? And two or three things that he said then, if Jesus Christ had never been born, we'd have no celebration. We'd have no Christmas. We'd have no looking forward to his coming again if Jesus Christ had never been born.
Well, if you think about it, we did have the president to say cancel Christmas.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. If you can remember that.
That's right.
He said, and listen, my God, again, I don't want to dwell on the merchandise part.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make sure now, and I'm pretty sure this is where he was leaning to, because he knows that people usually come together.
That's right.
And that's the time they exchange gifts and do different things for each other. And also now, I do have to realize that he had the gun pointed at the Christian society.
That's right.
At all of us
mm-hmm.
that love the Lord and that worship him.
Mm-hmm.
But the main thing, he was trying to shut down the economy, and which they had already done that because they had stopped people from going to work. I mean, you remember that.
That's right.
During the time of the pandemic, mm-hmm. the plandemic. And things just seemed to go from bad to worse.
That's right.
But I thank God that in spite of all that, if you got Christ down in your heart, They can never take away that joy.
Amen.
That you have in there. Amen.
It's a joy unspeakable.
Even though everything was just seemed to be going so sour that year, I still had the joy of the Lord in my heart.
Absolutely. It's, regardless of what's happening in the world, regardless of the economy, regardless of the condition, regardless of who is in the Oval Office, we still, as Christians, ought to recognize we have the wonderful privilege and the blessing of God to be able to celebrate the birth of the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, which is 100% God and 100% man.
Amen.
He is referred to as the God-man.
Amen.
I believe we have Brother Harper on the phone. Go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Yeah, Dr. Youngblood, I tell you, just the other day, it was something that just made me almost just sort of sick at my stomach. A poster on the side of the road, and it says, "Are you afraid of ladders? We install Xmas lights. Call this number." I said, "Man, what are Xmas lights? I'd be afraid to put up some of them things. I don't
That's
even know." I said, "Man, here's the thing about it. The world now has focused on what the world has given us at this time of the year as allurement. We've taken our eyes and cast them on things that are temporal, and our eyes need to be focused on the cradle where Jesus was born, not on all of the lights and the trees and all this other stuff." I tell you, we've got so far away from recognizing Christmas, what it is, as a nation, until we got a lot of repentance to do.
Yes. Brother Harper, too, let me suggest this, and I think you understand the idea behind it. We give and receive, exchanging gifts. Why do we do the gift giving? It's because we recognize Jesus Christ as the greatest gift ever given to humanity.
Amen.
And
Amen.
In token response, we give and receive gifts. I think it's a wonderful idea. I'm against the merchandising of the gospel, the merchandising of Christmas, where it becomes how much the merchants can sell. Like Dr. Davis said a moment ago, it's Black Friday, and then it's... Cyber Monday. And
wow.
It is the merchandising of that. But at the same time, we need to recognize the wonderful privilege we have. If it's nothing but a little token gift, that we give a gift and exchange a gift, and we do so in recognition that Jesus Christ is the gift of God to the entire world that brings salvation to all of mankind, and it's joy to the world, the angel said, announcing that to the shepherds at his birth. So I'm thankful for that. In fact, we talk about the lights. We celebrate Christmas with the beautiful string of lights. Now, I've seen some, Brother Harper, that you find, you drive down the street, and I think there's a mindset of competition who can put the most lights on a house. In fact, a number of years ago, Bob Beckel, that used to be on one of the Fox and Friends programs on television, he bragged about the fact that he would spend $10,000 a year and a power bill for 1 month because of the lights that he would put up and the cost that he would endure as a result of that. It's not a competition about lights. But when we put the beautiful lights up, we're recognizing John 8:12, that Jesus says, "I am the light of the world."
Amen.
And so when we put those lights up and see the beautiful lights, we understand it represents Jesus Christ being the true light that's come into the world of darkness, and that we are to be his subordinate lights. We're to be light and we're to be salt. It recognizes that. Then we sing those wonderful Christmas carols, and we do so in recognition of the angel saying that joy we bring Christmas, Jesus' birth brings joy to the world. Luke 2 verse 10 and 11 talks about that. And the old song, "Joy to the World." Wonderful
Amen.
Time. Wonderful yep. time. And
Can
I'm thankful for that.
Can I one other thing too?
Yes, sir.
I know I saw a thing here a while back where there was competition in putting up lights and everything, and one guy, what he did, he, in front of his house, he just wrote the word "ditto" and had a big arrow pointing in that direction.
That's pretty neat.
Wow.
Yeah, that's neat. We need to recognize this.
on these things, and we take our focus all, and the devil's going to do anything to get your eyes off of the real thing.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The devil's focus is to get our focus off Jesus, focus off the purpose of Christmas and the celebration. It's not about sitting down and gorging ourselves on a football game. It's not a matter of seeing how much turkey or ham or dressing that you can eat. That's not the focus. As you said, the focus ought to be on Jesus Christ and his coming into this world to save us from our sins. That's, in a nutshell, that's Christmas. That's the reason we celebrate Christmas.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
It ought to be every day, not just one particular day.
You got that right. Absolutely. I agree with that 100%. Brother, God bless you, and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Thank you so much for your call.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today a subject that I believe each of us need to engage in and understand. I'd love to hear from you. 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Why do you celebrate Christmas? Tell us why you celebrate Christmas. And I'd love to hear from our listening audience today. How do you celebrate Christmas? What is the focus? Is the focus on just sitting down and eating? Is the focus on the gifts that you're giving and receiving? Is the focus on decoration? Is the focus on, as I call it, the sightseeing, the shopping? Where is the focus? Or is it on our service to the Lord Jesus Christ?
Amen. Amen.
Many times, Dr. Davis, people will focus on the sightseeing for Christmas. Now, there's a place not too far from our campus where the people that lives in one of the houses, they put on a, can I use the term, humongous show every year with the Christmas lights and the song singing and the chimes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And the traffic on that street backs up where it's impassable because of what they're doing. And so many people stopping to do the sightseeing. Well, now, there's nothing necessarily wrong with sightseeing, nothing necessarily wrong with the shopping. But as Brother Davis Harper said a moment ago, many people will do that, and that takes their eyes off the purpose of Christmas.
Amen.
While we're
Amen.
Celebrating the Lord Jesus Christ's birth. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Why do you celebrate Christmas? How do you celebrate Christmas? Let me put in a little parenthetical footnote to that, Dr. Davis, and we want to dwell on it for a while. Is Jesus Christ God come into flesh? Now, Jehovah's Witnesses say that Jesus Christ is simply a good man. Jehovah's Witnesses say that Jesus Christ is the first created being. The Jehovah's Witnesses will tell you that Jesus Christ is not deity. He is not God. If that is the case, then why would a person celebrate Christmas? Dr. Davis, I find it antithetical to anything that would be called biblical truth for a number of people in society today to deny the deity of Jesus Christ. I'll say this and then let you respond. There's a pastor in America that had for a long period of time, a national television broadcast. And one of the major things that he would emphasize was, and I'm going to almost quote verbatim, he said, Jesus Christ was not deity. He was not God. When he came to earth, he laid aside all of his deity and was not deity until he ascended back into heaven. And therefore, Jesus Christ was not God, was not deity while he was on this earth. Now, he had a large listening audience. In fact, they claimed to have about 100,000 people a week enjoying, quote, his services and his preaching. And that promulgates that false theology in America today among many that Jesus Christ was simply a good man. He was the first created being. Therefore, he was not divine. He was not deity. But in John chapter 10, verse 30, Jesus said, I and the Father are one.
Amen.
I and the Father are one. It goes even further than that because in Revelation chapter 1, verse 7, 8, and 9, and after our break in just a moment, we're going to go back to this and read it, but it says that Jesus Christ is the one that was and is to come, and that he is God Almighty.
Amen.
The Scripture validates who Jesus Christ is, and he is God. If he is not 100% God and 100% man, he is not God at all. And we need to recognize that as we celebrate Christmas, ladies and gentlemen, we do so because of our focus being on Jesus Christ, God incarnate, God come in the flesh, God with us, according to the scripture. Ladies and gentlemen, don't turn your dials. We're going to take the top of the hour news hour right after the news. We'll be right back.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St.